It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A group of senior military leaders joined the president at the White House for dinner Thursday night. At a photo op, Trump issued an eerie warning.
Do you guys know what this represents?
What? Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm. We have the world's great military people in this room, I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
He offered no explanation, but a White House transcript of a speech he delivered to the group shows that he said, quote, "Recently, we have had challenges that we really should have taken care of a long time ago, like North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, ISIS, and the revisionist powers that threaten our interests all around the world. Tremendous progress has been made with respect to ISIS, and I guess the media is going to be finding out about that over the next short period of time," end quote. The Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 has been awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, a coalition of non-governmental organizations from more than 100 countries around the world. Announcing the decision at a press conference in Oslo, the chair of the Nobel Committee said ICAN was a driving force in efforts to stigmatize, prohibit, and eliminate nuclear weapons, and that the group was receiving the award for its work to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition of such weapons. Meanwhile, here at home, Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear deal. He declared at the UN General Assembly 2 weeks ago that the agreement was, quote, embarrassing to the U.S., and that he had made up his mind what to do about it.
The word decertify, What does that even mean?
That means that he's not completely scrapping the deal. He's throwing it in Congress's court right now, and he says, I don't like it the way it's written. I don't want to recertify it, because every so often it does have to be recertified. I believe there was an October 15 deadline. And what he's saying is that you better find a way to make this deal better.
We must not allow Iran to obtain nuclear weapons. The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement, and we will be discussing that tonight.
The administration is reportedly looking for ways to claim Iran is in violation of the spirit of the accord, even if it has complied with its inspection criteria. The IAEA says it is in compliance. If Trump did violate the terms of the deal by reimposing sanctions, it would free Iran to begin producing uranium and reprocessing plutonium immediately. Under the deal, Iran is prohibited from that production for 13 years, the reason that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis have opposed leaving the accord. Trump is expected to announce his strategy in a speech next week. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president is open to considering legislation that would ban bump stocks, the gun accessory that enables a semi-automatic rifle to fire faster.
Right now, our focus, as we've said over the last couple of days, has been on healing and uniting the country. The investigation still continues to be in very early stages. We know that both members of both parties in multiple organizations are planning to take a look at bump stocks and related devices. We certainly welcome that, would like to be part of that conversation, and we would like to see a clear understanding of the facts, and we'd like to see input from the victims' families, from law enforcement, from policymakers, and we're expecting hearings and other important fact-finding efforts on that, and we want to be part of that discussion. We're certainly open to that moving forward.
Can you tell us anything about the president's thinking?
I said we're certainly open to that moving forward, but we want to be part of that conversation as it takes place in the coming days and weeks.
Speaker Paul Ryan opening the door, too.
John Cornyn has said he wants to have hearings on bump stocks, open to a vote. Are you open to a vote on bump stocks?
Yeah, look, I didn't even know what they were until this week, and I'm an avid sportsman. So I think we're quickly coming up to speed with what this is. Fully automatic weapons have been banned for a long time. Apparently, this allows you to take a semi-automatic, turn it into fully automatic. So clearly, that's something we need to look into.
From the GOP hypocrisy files comes this story about soon-to-be former Congressman Tim Murphy from MSNBC's Chris Hayes.
Pennsylvania Republican Tim Murphy, a congressman staunchly against abortion rights, reportedly urged a woman he was having an affair with to have an abortion. An hour after that report, the House voted on a bill to restrict abortion rights, making abortions after 20 weeks illegal in every state. This bill likely won't have enough votes to pass the Senate, nevertheless, clear muster at the Supreme Court. But Republicans applauded in the chamber as it passed the House. And among those voting in favor of restricting abortion rights was Congressman Tim Murphy. Yesterday, Murphy announced he would be retiring at the end of his term. Today, House Speaker Paul Ryan announced that Murphy would be resigning a lot sooner than that. His last day is now October 21st.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Our work is 100% listener supported. You can find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.